try this again. Sorry about this, a little bit of a technical. Let's see. This time. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, one and all, for being with us. It's a joy to celebrate Easter together. And it's every day of our lives in Jesus Christ. It looks like it's okay. Okay, our passage this morning is found in Isaiah 60:1-5. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. And nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see. They all gather there. They come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried in the arms. Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea will be turned to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you. This morning, let us consider the results of that which took place more than 2,000 years ago. We never want to diminish or take the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ for granted. We just commemorated that wondrous and glorious act of God's love for you and for me in our participation of the communion service. We were lost in sin and absolutely deserved nothing more than an eternity in hell for the infidelities before God which infest our body and our mind. Our souls, apart from the acceptance of the life of Jesus Christ, are without any animated essence. It is only in Jesus that we are made alive unto God and are those spiritual beings from whom the light of Christ can shine forth. Before we go any further, we need to let it be very clearly declared and understood that we will never become as little Jesuses with any right standing in our own essence or behavior. There are those who have so taught, and they have caused some Christians to falter and frustrate over their complete inability to be anything other than themselves apart from the indwelling power and devoutness of the Holy Spirit. We are to be the light bearers of Christ, bringing Him in every situation because He indwells and shines forth from us. We are learning day by day that what we are taught by Jesus, as recorded in Matthew 5:14-16. Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peck measure, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. In our every action, reaction, interaction, word, deed, motive, or thought. We are to be the shining witness of Him who lives forth His life from us. He is light of the world. The manifested love of God incarnate is to have free access to shine forth every moment of every day from those who have surrendered their hearts and their minds and their wills and their everything unto Him. That is the course of learning what it means to die to self in order to live unto Christ. This is how the Lordship of Jesus is seen by those who have no other means of knowing who He is and what He has done. His light is evidenced as His Lordship is honored and reverenced and manifested in His people. The light of Christ is to emanate vibrantly from those whom He has called out of darkness and into the light of His glorious presence. We are the ones in whom the beacon of the gift of God's love shines forth in full brilliance in this so dark age. Consider what we are told in 2 Corinthians 4, 6 through 10. 2 Corinthians 4, 6 through 10. For God, who said, "Light shall shine out of darkness," is the one who has shone into in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. This is one of the reasons that we undergo such tremendous trials and tribulations in this realm. It is in order that the light of Christ will be seen in the every storm and gale of life. Our family members, our neighbors, our friends, and even our enemies in this realm will be the witness of the difference that the life of Jesus Christ makes in the most difficult and the worst storms and trials and tribulations of this age. In 2 Corinthians 11:23 through 31, the Apostle Paul clearly declares how the light of Christ is evident in the manner in which we respond to the hardships and the calamities and the persecutions of this age. Paul chose the course of obedience unto the Lord that was the effective outworking of God in the life of one who belonged wholeheartedly to Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:23 through 31. Are they servants of Christ? I speak as if insane. I more so, in far more labors, in far more imprisonments, beaten times without number, often in danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. 1 night and 1 day I have spent in the deep. I have been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren. I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure upon me of concern for all the churches. Who is weak without my being weak? Who is led into sin without my intense concern? If I have to boast, I will boast of what pertains to my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, He who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. On top of all that the world threw at him, the apostle gives expression in 2 Corinthians 12:7 through 10 to the reason for which he had to suffer from the earthly ailment that oppressed his physical body. Despite calling out to the Lord 3 times for release from that daily thorn in the flesh, there was the confident declaration from the Lord that he had Paul well in hand. This is what we can count on in our lives as the light of Christ is proclaimed through every ache and pain and suffering as each day unfolds. There is much more to what we go through than we can ever fully realize. Everything always needs to be seen in the manner in which God will hold us securely and gloriously in His omnipotent hands. 2 Corinthians 12:7 through 10. And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I entreated the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Excuse me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. It is the power of God that is seen in our lives, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead on that first Easter morning. God so loves us that He works in us to the same dedication that the apostle so proclaimed in Galatians 2:20. This is the heartbeat of our walk on this earth, the heart of the love of Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead and glorified. He raised us up with Him. He is living forth in each one who has called out to Him for the sake of receiving His everlasting life. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me. Again, we turn to the Apostle Paul's explanation of why and how the light of the life of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ shines forth from those who are redeemed and now adopted into the very family of God. In Philippians 1, 12 through 21, every situation is seen as it brings glory to God. This is the case, even though it may well mean complete death to us. Philippians 1, 12 through 21. Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. Some, to be sure, are preaching Christ even from envy and strife, but some also from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition rather than from pure motives, thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice, yes, and I will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that I shall not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness Christ shall even now as always be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. This then leads us to the manner in which we are to deal with others as the reflection of Jesus Christ. Each of the redeemed is to consider those people surrounding us with the same view as God so looks at all of us. Out of His great love, He gave Himself as the means of the salvation of the humanity whom He had created. We are to deal with one another and all others in that same heart which desires for them to be saved. We want everyone to know the wondrous living relationship that is open solely in Jesus Christ. The only light of this world is shining forth from the people in whom He is the every essence, the every source of dealing with others. Please consider Philippians 2, 3 through 11, as we are gathered together today with family and friends for our Easter celebrations. We should do so for the glory and the praise of God alone. Philippians 2, 3 through 11. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. And found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As well, our hearts and our minds should be responsive to the renewing call of the apostle as voiced in Philippians 4:4-14. Think of how bright the light of Christ will be as each one of us surrenders our will to His will. As we do so, we will learn to rejoice in the full knowledge that God is in charge of our lives in the midst of every day and every step that we take on this earth. There will be in evidence a complete contentment in the working power of God represented in the manner in which we live our lives. Philippians 4:4-14. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction. In Philippians 4:19-20, we have our morning's conclusion as we read of the encouragement of the apostle in his observation of how the light of Jesus Christ envelops and shines forth from those who turn to Jesus and call upon Him to be both Savior and Lord of their lives. There is nothing lacking in the lives of the saints of God. Therefore, there should be no striving after the the worthless and tawdry baubles of this age. Everything that is necessary to be the reflective glory of God is supplied by Him in our lives. Philippians 4:19-20. And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. As we go forth from this Easter celebration, we need to dwell on the plan and the purpose of the purpose that God has accomplished by the death and resurrection of the only begotten Son of the Father. Everything needs to be considered in the light of who He is and all that He has done and is doing and will eternally accomplish. It is all to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Nothing else is of any eternal consequence in the terms of our walk on this earth. It is the light of Christ that must be seen emanating from the church as Jesus lives His life in you and in me. So be it. Amen. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and His glory will appear upon you, and nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about, and see, they all gather together, they come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried in the arms. Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea will be turned to you, the wealth of the nations will come to you. Amen.
Amen.